With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, fam? Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of our draft series. On this episode, we talked to Trayvon Diggs, corner from Alabama. Yes, that is Alabama, the number one football school in the country. Trayvon was hilarious. He by far had the best snapback wonder look test. He took answers and made them into just total jokes. It was epic. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Trayvon, how's it going, man?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm all right. Are you back in Maryland? Or where are you practicing?
No, I'm in Florida. Weather's kind of a little bit nicer.
Yeah, as I can imagine, it's like pouring around.
It's like a tornado here.
Are you? So we saw. I'm obviously a Ravens fan, so I saw that Lamar and Hollywood and all of them were working out with Jerry. Are you in those workouts? Are you down there with them? Or are you somewhere else in Florida?
No, I'm somewhere else in Florida.
Gotcha.
I'm right here with my brother, but they're not too far. I was supposed to hang out with Judy the other day. I'm probably get with him today or something.
All right, bet. So let's just kick it off with you and your brother, because I think Abe and I have like a brother relationship where we love to talk that trash to each other. That's all we do, and we've seen a bunch of stuff with you and Steph. So what? I mean, who can guard who? Like, if you line up against him in the league, who's winning that matchup?
I'm gonna win more times than I'm gonna lose.
Facts. I was really hoping he didn't go. You weren't gonna give the answer. Well, I mean, Steph's a good player. You know that. Like, we have battles. Like, we're brothers. It's love at the end of the day. That's not what brothers are about. When you're talking about competition, like, between brothers, you pick yourself.
Exactly. Like, I feel like when I'm out there and if I get the chance to play against him, but I'm going to try and dominate him. Like, he's going to try to do the same to me. He even told me, he said, I'm going to try and embarrass you. And I said, I'm going to try and embarrass you too. So I guess he just will be two embarrassed people.
So obviously you're the younger brother. Was there ever like a little bit of a shit talk? Like, you had a little bit of beef on him because you went to Alabama and he went to Maryland? Obviously, Bama's a little bit of a better program than the Terps.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. It's never been nothing like that. It's always been supportive, clearly, but he always is trying to guide me to do, you know, what's best. So it's never been nothing like that as far as like when we had winter school and stuff. So as long as we get the job done, that's all that matters.
I feel like it's kind of beneficial. Like a lot of athletic families, like, they'll grow up playing the same position, like Peyton and Eli, like they can learn from each other. But I feel like having the opposites is actually a huge benefit. You can learn from each other and actually practice against each other. And everyone in this draft, you know, tune up is trying to pin you guys against each other. Is there any chance like that you could play on the same team?
Yeah. It was a possibility. A strong possibility when he was at Minnesota, but it's still a possibility as well. Like, now that he's in Buffalo, but we'll see. We never know. But maybe, you know, down the road or wherever, I don't know. We'll see. But that'd be a blessing too. But I'd rather play against him before I play on.
Wow. Okay.
I like that. See, I got one more question about your brother because you just brought this up, and then we can move on to your story. But I mean, when he got traded to Buffalo, I took a step back and I looked at it from like a grand perspective. I mean, damn, I feel bad for Steph, man. My man went from living in cold ass Minnesota to upstate New York.
Oh, like, God, can we get the sun
in Florida? Like, you're doing it right. Like, I know he wants to play for a great organization and only cares about winning, but like, Minnesota and Buffalo, like, good team. Don't get me wrong, but that weather is tough to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up in Maryland, so in the wintertime, we got cold winters. It was snowing and stuff, but we did get some hot summers too. But, I mean, in Minnesota, he had an indoor facility. The stadium was indoor. Buffalo,
true.
You know, out of there. So, but we'll see. I mean, the cold doesn't, I don't think the weather matters to him. He just, you know, want to win. You know, he just got a urge to win. Like, he just, he's real. Like, we'll play the game, and, like, he won't stop playing me until he beats me. Like, he has that.
Like, yeah, that's what like, that's what they say Michael Jordan used to do. So, that's a good trait to have. all right, Trayvon. So, let's talk about you and only you. You played at the University of Alabama, obviously.
Not a bad team.
Yeah, a stud there. But there's a few of your teammates who I'm sure you ran up against in practice. So right now on the air, tell us, who's the best receiver in the NFL draft from the University of Alabama? Can I put you on the spot like that?
Yeah, you can put me on the spot. But it's hard to answer that because it depends on what it depends on what offense, you know, what system you're looking at. Like, you can make runs like that Tyreek Hill.
Right.
You know, you can make Judy like a Amari Cooper or Julio Jones, you know. So it just depends on how you try and play them, how you want to use them, you know. So it's hard to say because they're both beneficial. Like, you can use them easily. Like, it'll be great. So they're both good. They're both the best, in my opinion.
Okay. We're gonna try that again. here we go. I'm
going to ask that a different way. Trayvon, we told you the family connection. We told you that we're not ESPN. We're not going to ask you that bull. So we just want you to give us the non-media answers. And I know you got to protect your guys. That's fine. But Abe's going to try and nag you.
Here's
until
a better way to ask
gets
that
a
question.
Quote out of you.
Who gave you more trouble in practice when you were going up against them? Was it Ruggs or was it Jerry?
Oh, that's easy to answer.
Doesn't seem too easy.
Ruggs.
Really? Is it because of his speed?
No, it's because I rarely went against Judy in practice. Judy plays in the slot. I play on the outside.
Gotcha. All right, there we go.
Give me 10 more minutes. I'll find another way to ask it.
Fair enough. All right, what about in the country? Because the one team that really, or two teams, I would say, over your entire career that ever really gave you guys trouble was Clemson in the national championship a couple years ago, and then LSU this year in that game that was just absolutely nuts. What about outside of your boys? Who else were talented?
I got to give it to Jamar Chase from LSU, number one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the truth. He's the real deal.
How good was that? How good was that LSU offense? Because that was the first time, I mean, since Tua did it the year before, like, all the hype was behind you guys. And then this year, it just looked like they made the game so easy. Was it coaching? Yeah. Was it just a combination of their weapons and Joe? Like, what'd you guys see in that one game?
It's a totally different offense that they had, you know, ran and stuff. Like, they was just clicking. Like, they got a great quarterback, you know, first round quarterback, great weapons on the outside. A great running game. Like, they were clicking. Like, it was just clicking.
So in those situations, I mean, obviously you say when you match up with Steph, you guys are always chit chat and going back and forth. But are you a trash talker in general? Like, when it comes to not just Stephon, but like anybody you're matching up against?
No, I don't talk trash.
Okay.
And I don't talk trash because I feel like you wasting a lot of energy just talking. And I feel like make the opponent way more mad when you don't get a response. Cause it's like, you're not even acknowledging them. Like, if you got to talk trash to somebody, obviously, like, y'all, you can't be competing cause you're talking trash.
Right.
If that makes sense. I don't talk trash. I just, like, nobody's ever tried to talk trash to me and I don't talk trash, but you know, it'd be altercations and stuff like that, but never, you know, talking fast. That's a whole waste of energy. I got to go cover this non-ball.
Yeah, it feels like people, especially at the cornerback position, are on two opposite sides of the spectrum. One, they love doing it because they feel it gives them the leg up. Or two, they just want to play their game. But do you actually feel that for the people that they do it? Like, obviously, Jalen Ramsey, he's one of the best corners in football. He's also probably the biggest trash talker. Do you actually think that some guys are able to get a leg up on their one-on-one matchup when they do trash talk, whether it's just getting in someone's head
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, you talk trash, you can affect somebody that don't know how to control it or don't know how to, you know, just take it, you know. So, like, me, like, I don't talk trash because, like, if you talk trash to me, like, I'm not even going to acknowledge you. So, it's just like talking to yourself. Like, he looks stupid. Like, there's no point. But people who do talk trash, like defensive backs who do talk trash, you know, that's good for them. Like, that do work. Like, you can get a receiver head like that and get him to, you know, control him. And, you know, sometimes that's just how that defensive back swag is. Like, some people have that defensive back swag to where, you know, they want to talk trash, be in your face and stuff like that. Like, some people like that, some people not. But
we just don't want you to be the corner who, when the ball sails over the wide receiver's head by 15 yards, is acting like he made a play on the ball. You know that guy? You know that guy I'm talking about?
That guy's
name, I'm an Eagles fan. That guy's name is, and I love him to death as a corner, Jalen Mills. Plain and simple. That's my guy.
Trayvon, not trash talking, but you're a competitive guy. We know that. And there's a ton of great corners in the draft. What do you think people are missing out on you? I mean, you're a corner at Alabama. Like, they shouldn't be overlooking you. But what do you think they're missing on him, and why they don't have you as the top guy maybe on the board?
I have no clue. Because I feel like I am the best corner in the draft.
That's what I assume. So I'm just wondering.
But
like,
it's where, like, some teams, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, some teams, like, as far as, like, teams, like, they see, you know, my potential, and they see, you know, what I'm worth and things like that. Like, that's just a team. But, like, these analysts and stuff like that, I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you feel that way? Do you feel that a lot of the talking heads on the shows, like, they have to break down every player, right, and every team, college and pro. So when they're looking at just like the NFL or NCAA level, they've probably only seen a couple clips from you, right? Like, they don't actually watch the film, like maybe some of these more in-depth scouts. So do you just block
out? I know they don't watch the film.
Yeah, there we go.
I know they don't watch film.
How do you know that? What makes you say that?
Because of the stuff that they put out, I don't pay attention to it though. Like, these, like, mock drafts and stuff like that, like rankings and ratings and stuff, I don't pay attention to it. Cause, like, more, for example, one time I had did look at it, I ain't gonna lie. One time I did look at it, it had me ranked like number three, like number two or three corner on the number two or three corner. And then, like, 2 weeks later it changed. So it's like, I haven't even played football.
Right.
Like, this is after the combine. This is after the combine. This is after everything. Like, they threw out some, you know, ratings. Then 2-3 weeks later, they changed it. I'm like, how can you change it? Like, we didn't even play football. I don't understand. So it's just like, they just so up and down. I just feel like it's just whoever they like, that's what they like. You can't get mad at who they like. You can't get mad at their opinion. Like, only thing I control is me going out on the field and going to go ball. Like, that's it. So that's all I care about. That's all I'm worried about.
It's like that job, like the Mel Kipers and the Todd McShays. I mean, there's obviously a million more in every network, but it's essentially being a weatherman, because you just say what you think, and if you're wrong, no one gives a shit, essentially.
Exactly.
Like, my favorite part about draft analysis and scouting is when you go to the strengths and weaknesses, and they talk about a receiver's hand size or a quarterback's hand size or a safety's narrow hips. It's just like, what the hell does that have to do with football? Like, I'm reading yours right now, and the first weakness that it says upright heel clicker mirroring release. What the hell do those five words have to do with each other and the sport of football? What is that?
You know better. I have no clue. You know better than I would.
Right. It's just absurd. And I think that, I mean, these guys, like, they don't have an influence. At the end of the day, the scouts know what they're doing, but, like, I mean, they're doing their job. They're doing their job. You can't get mad at them for doing that. Like, they're just doing what they're told, but, like, come on. We're getting a little ridiculous with these things nowadays.
Trayvon, so at the combine, how was that experience?
Yeah, it was cool. It was just different. It's just a lot going on. I should say, you always doing something, you always busy, long nights, early mornings.
And were there any corners that you were hanging with that are your friends, but also that you got a chance to, like, maybe pick up some tips from or learn from?
We didn't really talk about stuff like that, but I had met a couple, you know, it's funny because it's social media now. So, you know, everyone and everybody knows you, and, you know, you said something or spoke to someone, or, you know, went past a video or a picture or something. So everyone's familiar with everybody. You know, I have built a relationship with Jeff Okuda. You know, that's one of my good friends now. You know, we be talking and, you know, playing a game and stuff like that. We got the same trainer. So, you know, that's that. I met him there, but I knew him prior to the combine because we were training in Dallas at the same, you know. So we were familiar with each other. But, you know, that's I built a relationship with him. We cool. We play the game probably every day.
Love that. Was there any – you just told us you got off the phone with the team. You obviously have been doing these interviews and this draft process a little differently than the average draftier given the circumstances. Have you been asked any like funny or weird questions or weird stories where you're just like, dude, what the hell does this have to do with football?
Nah, I haven't got questions. And that's funny. I didn't get one of those at the combine either. And I was waiting for it. I'm just waiting for a wild question. But I haven't got no wild questions. I'm not a wild person, so I don't think I should get a wild question.
Does your agent, do like agents tell the to be on your toes for a question that may have nothing to do with football?
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. That's something that, you know, you would be a bad, I wouldn't say a bad agent, but you wouldn't be as good as if you didn't tell your client that. You probably going to get asked the outlandish question.
I got to go back to the comment you made that you're not that wild of a person. I think we're going to have to fact check that with Matthew after the call, but we'll move past that statement.
I'm far from wild.
All right, fine. Abe, we kind of missed the opportunity. We could have been asking all our draft prospects about like a wild question. Cause it seems like we've talked to like 15 of them and no
Why
one
don't
actually,
we do it?
Well, unless you have one on the spot, we have our Wunderlich test for,
that's what I was referring to,
but we should have just come up with a wacky question. But Trayvon,
would you rather be a dog or a cat? I heard that question.
Wait, what kind of cat? One of those. I was looking at cats yesterday. What is it called? A
lion?
Well, that's what I was just thinking about. While he looks it up, like when you say a dog or a cat, in my head, I'm thinking like a dog or like a little feline cat, but you could easily pick lion, tiger. Like I that just popped in my head.
I was more so thinking about the little cats, that look like lions. Yeah. You know, the Bengals and stuff like that. Like those.
Uh-huh. Wait, are you saying like you're saying the Bengals are going to draft you number one?
Did you just break that news?
Is that break? Okay.
Are you going one?
I'd rather be a dog.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, the correct answer we're looking at is, I just want to be whoever gets the ball fastest.
Trayvon, did you take the Wunderlich test?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, we think the Wunderlich test is the biggest joke ever. So we made our own joke of a Wunderlich test. So
I resent that. I resent that it's a joke. I think this is very...
We made a very serious Wunderlich test. So
I think
when
this
you're
is
ready.
Very indicative of your career progression. That's just my opinion.
Abe, let's do it.
Give him the right, test.
Question number one, a little bit of a math question, a little bit pop culture. So you have the Kardashian family, the Jenner family. There's a bunch of daughters, obviously. If you were going to date each of the daughters for 6 months at a time, that doesn't include the mom, so you can toss the mom out. If you were going to date all the daughters for 6 months at a time, how long would it take you to finish dating all of them?
How many sisters is it?
You tell me.
You don't know the Kardashians?
It's Kendall, Kylie, Courtney,
yes,
and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thinking.
So you're saying 2 years?
And you said 6 months at a time?
Yeah.
Kendall, Kylie, Courtney. that's a long time. No, it'd take like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, it would take 2 years, but you left out Chloe. There's actually five.
Damn, is that many sisters?
Yeah, it's a lot. Kim, it's Kim, Chloe, Kendall, Kylie, and Courtney.
Abe's a big Kardashian fan. That's
I don't watch the show. I'm just familiar.
It'll be two and a half. It'll be two and a half because
There we go.
Thanks so much.
There we go. All right. Next question. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable? I don't even like avocados.
I like that answer.
I don't like avocados.
All right. Put that on his draft profile.
That's one of the questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Avocado. All right, so we're just accepting. I don't like avocados. All right, moving on.
I accepted that. It's a fruit though, just so you know.
Which is pretty stupid. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we're going back to math. So if you had $1, if I gave you $1 for every country that there is in the world, and then you took that money and you went to McDonald's, how many Big Macs would you be able to buy with that money? $1 for every country.
$1 for every country. This in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a Big Mac? Like,
you tell me.
A Big Mac, like $5. That's the one thing that McDonald's taxes.
That's he knows the stuff.
Quarter pound is. So, how many countries is it? Like 200?
Oh my God.
Close. Wow.
How many countries is it in the world? Like 200, right?
Yeah.
Like 40 Big Macs. 30,
so,
40
so there's 100. So there's 195 countries in the world, which is spot on. And we priced up the Big Mac at $4. I'm sure it varies all over the place. So we came out to 49 Big Macs, but like you were pretty damn close.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I was pretty close.
Well done, Trayvon. I'll send that over to the Bengals just to lock up the number one slot. All right. Next question. What's heavier, 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
The feathers.
Sure about that?
They're the same weight, 1,000 pounds of each. See, now this is where we get tricky.
Yes, I'm sure you know where this is headed.
All right.
Here, this isn't a trick question. This is straightforward. What is longer in terms of measurement? An NFL football or a Subway $5 footlong?
They're the same.
Ooh. You know what, Abe? That actually probably is correct in the grand scheme of things.
Because they cut off like a piece of bread.
A foot long is 12 inches, obviously, and the NFL football is 11. But when you go to Subway, you always get scammed out of an inch. So I kind of like that answer. We'll get him half credit for that. All right, next question. This is where we start to trick you. So just slow down, think about it. All right. Some months have 31 days. Other months have 30 days. How many months in the year have 28 days?
It depends. Wait, how many? Wait, say one more time. How many?
How many months in the year have 28 days in them?
All of them.
Hey, okay. There we go. All right, Abe, keep it rolling.
All right. You're running in a race and you pass the guy that's in third place. What place are you now in?
I don't know. It depends. You just said you passed someone who was in third place.
Yeah, so what place?
He could have been in third in the beginning, and he could have been third at any point. So
no, right now. We're saying right now. Like right now, you're behind him. He's in third. You pass him. What place are you now in? Right away.
I'm going to first place, man.
That's the best answer I've ever heard.
I'm going to first.
Yeah, Abe's like, wait, oh. Okay.
All right. The new correct answer to that question. We used to be third place, but as of about 12 seconds ago, the answer is now, if you're not first, you're last.
I love that.
Exactly.
Trayvon, this is gold, man. All right, here we go. This one's just tough. 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Those are all words. Spell the word 12th.
Is this a trick question? Are you being for real?
It's not a trick question. It's just a
hard-ass word.
Spelling.
No way. Spell the word 12. 12. T-W-E-L-V-E.
Spell the word 12th. 12th. Like 10th place, 11th place, 12th place.
Oh,
yeah,
12.
Yeah.
There. 1-2-T-H.
I'm going to take that again. The correct spelling is T-W-E-L-F-T-H.
Not anymore.
But now it's 1-2-T-H. All right. This is amazing. Close this out.
Last question. Let's go out on top.
All right. So there is a correct answer to this one, but I want to see what Trayvon comes up with.
So there's a monkey, a squirrel, and a giraffe. They're all racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
Ooh. That's hard. But I feel like the monkey would.
So
I feel like the monkey because sorry, this is my knowledge about it. The monkey is gonna climb up the giraffe's neck and get it. Ooh. The monkey's gonna do something slick. Like the monkey's gonna do something slick because monkeys always doing something sneaky. So the monkey's gonna do something slick to get, you know, so he's gonna climb up the giraffe and, you know, get a boost. Or he can swing on the trees and get it. The squirrel, I feel like the squirrel is gonna do something crazy because like every time like a squirrel you go past a squirrel, get to scattering around, run around. So I don't think it's going to take the correct route to get up there. And the giraffe only eat, you know, they don't eat stuff. Like they don't eat trees and grass.
So that was an unbelievable explanation. Unfortunately, you bit on the double move of the question because I asked you, I said, a monkey, squirrel, and giraffe are racing to the top of the coconut tree. There's the first move, the coconut. Who will get to the banana first? I just cut it back inside. There's no bananas at the top of a coconut tree.
but once again, the explanation was superior to anything I've ever heard.
So that the monkey might get to the coconut first.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody getting to the banana.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Trayvon, so outside of football and our Wonderlic test, what do you like to do in your free time when you're just kicking it?
That's not a trick question.
Yeah, we're done with the test. There's no more tricks here.
Okay. Do you play Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I play Call of Duty. Okay. I don't really like Madden. I like 2K.
Okay.
But I like Call of Duty too. So
who's your team in 2K?
Giannis.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's everyone's team.
You see, I didn't say the Bucks, though. I said Giannis.
It is Giannis's team. That's fair,
though. No, because if you actually play as the Bucks, you can literally not pass the ball and just run through everybody.
Exactly. I could play with Giannis.
It's like playing on rookie, though.
He can do whatever you want.
He can.
He plays extreme defense. He's like 7 feet tall. His arms stretch all the way across. You know who else is a cheat team on 2K? The Clippers.
Yeah, their defense is lethal.
Wild.
Yeah, Kawhi and PG. You run a 2-3 zone and put Kawhi at the 2, put Paul George at the 3, and let them be at the top of the key. It's like running a 3-3 zone. Because their arms so long, and they intercept and passes everywhere. So
yeah,
that's a little tip that, you know, you should try.
That's great knowledge dropped on the Snapback Sports Pod. That's amazing.
So did you grow up a fan of like certain teams in different sports? Like I guess the NFL, obviously.
You weren't a Redskins fan, were you?
I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh, let's go.
So we've had like 10 people on the pod that are from Texas. And usually when I see they're from Texas, I ask this right away. But I assumed I was safe with you because I told you I'm from Philly, which means I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And I just, I guess my follow-up question to that, since you said you're a Dallas fan, is what is wrong with you? That is a disgusting character trait that's going to the top of your weaknesses.
Oh, man.
How'd you become a Cowboys fan?
My mom, like all the girls in my family were Redskins fans, and like the boys were Cowboys fans. So, like, kind of like the trap going on me, honestly.
Poor parenting.
Yeah.
All right, Trayvon, one more question before we go. So, we've been with you for about 30 minutes now, and I feel like Abe's been working for the past 30 minutes to break you down. So, we're going to ask you a question. Abe, ask me a question about where he wants to play, but the non-media stuff.
Okay, yeah. So, every time we ask this, I don't want to hear – hey, man, I'm just going to be happy to whoever takes me, get a chance, and I'll be blessed either way. Throw that out the window. You can tell that to Mel Kiper on draft day. But yeah, I mean, let's set it straight. Is there a team out there that you'd love to play for? Is it going to team up in Buffalo with Steph? Is it playing on the disgusting Cowboys since you grew up a fan of them? What is it?
I would like to play for... do I gotta answer this question? I would like to play. I like to play for somewhere that I don't know. I don't want to answer this question. No.
All right, fair enough.
We're gonna cut that in. You're gonna say the Eagles. So that's fine. I think we're good on that front.
Trayvon, we will be back after you get drafted. We're gonna talk to you again, and we'll get we'll keep breaking you down until you give us what we're looking for. But we appreciate your time, and your draft test, your Wonderlic snapback test, was by far the best I've ever seen. So thank you for that. Be good out there. Best of luck. Stay safe, and let me know when you're up in New York so we can do a little partying with Salty.
For sure, I got you. Thank you. I appreciate everything.
Trayvon, best of luck, man. Stay healthy out there. We'll link up soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Trayvon, for coming on the pod. And thank you to the fam for listening in. That was just so funny. Trayvon is hysterical. And I can't wait to see him and Steph match up in the league. Stay tuned for more episodes. Fam, peace out.